Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, hold on a second. Hi, can you tell me what your company is?
Well, sir, I'm a customer service agent who works at a call center where we provide customer service for hundreds of different companies. In order to better assist you, can you provide your zip code?
48836.
Thank you. And the name associated with the account?
Alex Morrison.
Okay, thank you. And can you confirm your address?
7040 Owasso Road, Bowerville, Michigan, 48836.
Thank you. And then finally, the email address associated with the account.
I don't know if I have one. Anyway, do you have information showing my name and everything?
Yes, sir, we sure do. Because entered into one of the sweepstakes offers for $9.97. And then there's also
that. Wait a minute. How did I enter that and I don't know it?
You responded to an email. The email likely stated that you've won something, but the information that you receive after you've clicked on the link in the email goes into further detail explaining that what you've won is an opportunity to enter into the sweepstakes for a chance to win whatever item that it is that's being offered. And so for $9.97, you have an opportunity to win this very valuable item. Also, you get a trial of the FitPath Fitness app. And if you do not cancel within 48 to 72 hours, then you become charged for a second entry into the sweepstakes, greatly increasing your odds of winning.
$139.99, right?
No, it's for the second entry into the sweepstakes, I believe, is the $129.97 charge, and then the
I was charged.
No, it's the $139.97. Yeah, the $139.97 is for the second sweepstakes entry, it looks like. And then the $129.97 that was declined was for the membership to the FitPath Fitness app.
Yeah,
but the $139.97.
I never signed up for this stuff, and want that $139.97 returned to my account.
Yeah, sure. I'll be happy to assist you with that. That's but before I do, I could offer to reduce the cost of future charges by 35% if that might help you out.
Well, I'm going to have to go through my bank and have you.
You don't have to go through your bank. We're going to be able. What's going to happen is at the very end of what you and I are doing right now, you're going to end up getting a refund. But what I have to do is go through the steps and procedures that are required upon me to make you these certain offers. So if you don't mind allowing me to do that, you can say if you just, whatever answer you provide to me will be the answer that we go with. You're not going to get any argument out of me. However, so I understand you're not interested in the 35% discount on future charges. What if I provide you with a 50% discount on future charges?
Well, no, I don't want any.
How about a 75% discount on future charges?
I don't want any future charges.
Okay, then that's understood. That's understood. And then what if I told you that I could provide you with a 35% refund of the $139.97?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't catch that. There was a bleep on my end.
What if I provided you with a 35% refund of the $139.97?
It's not acceptable.
What about a 50% refund of the $139.97? I could provide you with a 75% refund of the $139.97. Okay, then I've issued you a full refund of the $139.97. The refund will likely void out the pending transaction. However, if not, you'll see the refund as a credit to your account within 3 to 5 business days. So to be on the lookout for that. The account is canceled, and there will not be any future charges whatsoever.
Okay, so the only charge that's going to stay is that $9.97 original one. Is that right?
That's correct, yes, sir. So the $139.97 has been refunded.
All right. All right. Thank you
very
much.
You're very welcome. Was there anything else that I could assist with today here at customer service?
So this refund will be returned within, what, 5 to 7 business days? Is that what you said?
Well, the refund having been issued while the charge is pending could cause for the pending transaction to simply be voided. However, if the transaction is not voided, then you would see the refund as a credit to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at customer service?
That's it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I thank you for your call to customer service. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.